All righty. What do you know? Penn State has the number one recruiting class in the country for football for the class of 2022. That is extremely impressive, given so many factors that are ahead right now of Ohio State, Alabama. There are some nuances we're going to get into here in just a moment. But look, the bottom line is right now, in the first week of preseason camp, Penn State gets underway here in a few days. Penn State has the number one recruiting class in the country. Sean Myers covers recruiting for Nittany Sports now. Hey, look, regardless of any other factor that we're going to get into, where Penn State will end up or number of average rank, no matter what, regardless, how impressive is it that they're number one right now?
It's an incredible turnaround because the 2021 class, the prior class, was anything but great for Penn State. It was probably the most disappointing that they've had during James Franklin's tenure. So to bounce back this significantly and really build momentum during the offseason, which is not easy to do. But if you can get people talking about your program in a positive way and really open the eyes of recruits maybe who are still uncommitted or even future classes, 2023, believe it or not, 2024, those players pay attention to stuff like that. So they see Penn State number one right now. It maybe piques their interest a little bit more than if the Nittany Lions were somewhere in the teens currently in terms of the team rankings.
Okay, now look, we're going to touch on all these factors, but I want to cut to the chase here. Penn State is not going to finish number one in the country in recruiting. They're probably not going to be close. Sean, if you had to guess, and I know you've done some research with this in the past, when all is said and done, after everything is done come signing day, about where will Penn State finish up in the country?
I think probably the best case scenario realistically is probably 5 or 6, with the floor sort of being around 10. So I think you look in between there. So I would say that my guess, a safe bet, would be 7, 8, 9 in that ballpark.
Okay, so
now,
then
a lot of things that could change, but yes, that's where I would guess right now.
Now, people who don't follow recruiting and all the ins and outs and the minutiae and everything would say, what do you mean? If they're number one and they're going to finish 7th to 10th, does that mean it's going to fall apart? Does that mean they're going to suck? Explain the math of why this is going to be inevitable.
So right now, Penn State has 24 commits for the current cycle, the class of 2022. That's a significant number. Now, in theory, you can only bring in 25 players each cycle. There's ways to go above that, and Penn State very likely will go above that 25 number, but you can't bring in an unlimited number of players. So probably the cap for Penn State is going to be 27. If there's some guys they really like, maybe they find room to add another, maybe up to 28. But that means that they're probably only adding 3 to 4 more guys, and really they might not even add that many. So their rating right now, their score, there's composite scores on these various websites, whether it be 247 Sports or Rival, that will not go up that much. It can go up a little bit when they add maybe 1 or 2 more guys, like I said, maybe 3 at most. It can also go up if some of the current commits get a boost in their ratings. Maybe they have a terrific senior season, but it's probably not going to go up considerably, whereas some of the teams behind them, they still have potentially 10-plus slots to fill in their class if they elect to get up to about 25 guys. So they will be adding teams like Alabama or Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia. They could add 10 or more guys to really boost that score, and at that point, that's when they probably surpass the Nittany Lions, who at this point are pretty close to done in terms of what their score or their points total is if you go by the recruiting rankings.
Sean Myers covers recruiting for Nittany Sports now. So again, Alabama still has 8 to 10 guys to add. Ohio State, Clemson, some of these programs have a lot of guys to add. They're going to jump Penn State in the overall standing. So Sean estimates maybe they'll finish somewhere 5 to 7. Worst case scenario, maybe 10. And that's if nobody decommits and you hold on to what you've got. Signing day's a long way away, even with an early signing day in December. It's still a long way away. Regardless, though, and again, this is the big picture of what I want to get back to. they're not going to finish number one. They're going to drop in the next 3 to 4 months by 3, 5, 7 spots. Will Penn State still feel really, really, really good about this recruiting class come December? Because that's the bottom line that everybody wants to know. What will the feeling be in December when these kids put their names on the paper?
I think right now, again, 24 commits currently. If you could theoretically sign this entire class of 24, not add anybody else, but be guaranteed not to lose any of these players, they would feel good with that right now. And there's probably, again, room to add 2 or 3 more guys. To me, the biggest concern, and you said it, the phrase, they might not drop significantly. Drop is such an interesting term, because I think of it as, well, they went down in terms of their class, and that could happen with a decommit or two. If it's other teams surpassing them while Penn State holds steady, I don't think you feel bad about that. You say, okay, you tip your cap to Ohio State or Alabama. They're going to probably be at the very top every single year. But for Penn State, it's about maintaining this great class that they currently have while maybe adding 1 or 2 more pieces. I think you look at where they're at right now and you feel great about it, and you just want to keep all of those guys in the fold, because decommits are inevitable. We saw a guy that was locked in for about 3 weeks in the month of July for Penn State and then ultimately backed off that. But if you can really hold this class together, which I thought was the most impressive thing that the coaches did last year, is after that 0-5 start, they did not lose a lot of guys. If they have a rough start to this season, I don't know if that would hold true again. You certainly hope that you don't get off to a bad start and Penn State can put together a 10-plus win season and get even more momentum. But to me, it's about keeping the guys they currently have. If they can do that, regardless of what their ranking is amongst other teams, I think they would feel great about this class.
All right, I get asked this a lot. I'm not a recruiting expert. I follow it closely enough because I have to. You are a recruiting expert. I get asked this, and I generalize, and I give the best answer I can. Give me your best 90-second answer on this. And the answer is not, because Penn State's just freaking awesome, and James Franklin is amazing, and this is the greatest school ever. We all want to go there. That's not the answer. That may be the answer Penn State fans think. But when I ask you, why has Penn State done so well in recruiting over the last 6 to 8 weeks? Specifically, all the June visits, the incredible July. What is it? What are the 1 or 2 biggest reasons in your mind of why we are in really an historic recruiting period over the last 5, 6 weeks?
Well, there's a number of different reasons. I think right now you can look at some of the recent hires in terms of James Franklin's assistant coaches, guys that he brought in last year, who are now starting to really pay dividends in this cycle. Because it's really hard to make a connection with a kid when you've only been on the job for 3 months or so, which was kind of the case last year when they were trying to sign their 2021 class. But now a full calendar year to talk to these kids from the time that they are going into their junior year, I think that's really started to pay off. And everyone has said Penn State is a school that needs to get these kids on campus for them to really experience it, because simply just looking at a map of where it's located, that could turn off some young men. But I think the official visits throughout June were basically a home run across the board. They had 3 massive weekends, a 4th weekend where they had some notable players, including one who ultimately committed and Catron Allen. I think the official visits went as good as they possibly could have for the Penn State perspective. And again, I think you tip your cap to a lot of these recent hires for James Franklin who have started to really pay dividends in this cycle. And that's where some fans, you know, first year they weren't particularly patient, but now you see that I think that that's been a key component, is that familiarity with the coaches now working with these kids for a full 12-plus months as opposed to a very limited sample size like we saw with last year's recruiting cycle.
Yeah, you got to figure that these coaches have all done a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous job of relationship building during all this time with the Zooms and texts and phone calls before the kids got to campus. But my question, I want to wrap up with this, Sean Myers. Why haven't other schools around the country gotten... Look, again, I know everybody wants to have their default measure be Penn State is awesome, and why wouldn't they? Well, if you're getting 13 recruits in July, or 13 commits in July, why didn't other schools get that boost? The dead period ended for everyone at the same time in June. Everybody around the country was welcoming kids to their campuses in June. Why did Penn State, how is Penn State sitting here at 24 and most everybody else is at 16?
Well, there's a couple explanations for that. The first thing that I look at is I think that overall July was busier than a typical July. So it might not have been concentrated all to one team like it was with Penn State, but I think spread out across college football, you did probably see more commits this year than in past years. I don't know specifically the numbers in that regard, but at least that's what it felt like. As far as why Penn State in particular was able to recruit commits in bunches, I think sometimes it's a domino effect where you might only have, let's say, for instance, two spots at running back. Once that first running back commits, there might be five or six guys that all have real interest in Penn State, and they realize if I'm not the next, I might not have a spot. Or in this case, I probably won't have a spot if I'm not the next to commit. So it sort of speeds up the timeline for some of these players. And you saw that, I think, at running back in particular, where I think it was pretty hard number of players that they were going to take as two. So once Nicholas Singleton committed, I believe it was July 6th, it took just 10 days to get the second running back commit because that was the last spot available at that position. So I think if you kind of extrapolate that to the defensive line and into the secondary where you saw a lot of commitments, it's because those players realized if I wait until the fall, if I wait until December, that spot will not be there still.
Yeah, and you're talking about high school kids and they start to get a little antsy, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you really think Penn State is one of your, you know, two or three favorite options, and that's a place you could see yourself playing, if you wait too long, they no longer have a spot for you, you might have to sort of settle on a school that you didn't feel strongly about. So I think that that sort of sped up the timeline. And again, this thing is the excitement. People, these 17-year-olds are paying attention. Hey, Penn State's rising in the rankings. They're on a hot streak. I want to be part of that. So I think that, you know, it all works in conjunction and certainly worked in Penn State's favor. Now, the question is, will these kids still feel the same way in December? The hope is that they will, but you could certainly see how once one or two commits came, then it led to the dominoes.
Great stuff. Good insight, man. Sean Myers covers Penn State recruiting for Nittany Sports Now. Thank you, buddy. Really great stuff. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
You too.